the big question out in the ag community right now is what's going on with the canola market and how big of a drop are we going to see here? Is this going to be substantial, the losses in the canola sector here?
Well, I think we've already had very substantial losses here in a very quick order here, Ray. Just within the last three trading sessions, we've come down over $120 a ton, so that's pretty significant, if it is a correction, but a fairly significant drop in a very short period of time.
Now, Darrell, what's the factor, the main key that's pushing these limit down losses here?
So the main factor is speculative capital that's just decided to take its money home, Ray. We talked about this in previous reports, that a lot of the bidding that was going on in the marketplace was unrelated to the actual physical value of the commodity, but very much a function of people speculating on further price increases related to the energy market.
How far do producers have to worry about this market falling here, Darrell?
Well, we've corrected right now about 30% of the advance from this past fall. And normal type corrections in markets are a third, it can be as much as a half. And a halfway move back would take us to about just a little over $600. So we're at a lock limit down today. That would be one more trading session down again.
So we could be nearing the end, at least, of this dip here?
Well, you know, this is a very severe drop here now in two or three trading sessions. So what I would look for is for the liquidation then to exhaust itself. There will probably be a bid that will come back into the marketplace to move prices back up, but I wouldn't look for it to return to the old highs again, Ray.
Will we see a little bit of a rally, though, Darrell? Do these markets tend to work that way?
That's what I just mentioned here, just the last comment here. When the liquidation is finished, the first round of liquidation, there will be a bid come into the market, but that bid generally will not take the market back up to where we were before. Some amount of recovery, but I would not look for it to return to those old highs.
Is there some underlying support to this canola market, Darrell, that will at least keep it from, yeah, I know we've had a dramatic drop here, but keep our levels from falling too far here?
Well, the only thing that would make it go further down here is if we had some sort of external shock that trade doesn't foresee. And sometimes these things come along. An event that comes to mind was 9/11. We were in a bear market then. And no one foresaw something like that taking place, and that just completely changed the whole situation for commodities. So one of the drivers that I'm concerned about that will change things, and that's not happening as we speak, but I do feel it's going to come along, will be the cost of money and the cost of financing.
Let's talk a little bit about that, because earlier this week we had the Bank of Canada cut a half point on the interest rate. What's the impact of that, Darrell?
Well, the impact, for commodities is actually quite friendly, because the cost of producing things, borrowing money and whatnot, is very, very low historically right now. So that'll tend to encourage people to expand their investments in capital equipment, land, things like that. But if the commodity values start to come off and this uptick here in commodity prices in general, precious metals and particularly energy, starts flowing through the economy, that's going to result in people demanding more in the labor area for wages, which typically starts to become an inflation problem then, and then you're going to have a reversal in the policy's decisions and with respect to borrowing money.
So will we see, how long, I guess, do you think it'll take before we see the implications of these rate cuts then, Darrell?
Well, I don't think it's going to take too long here. You know, in terms of the labor thing, we had a report again on our labor markets, and basically an unchanged situation from last month. Still very, very strong employment growth, particularly in Western Canada. Inflation rate in labor is well above the average rate for the overall economy, running a little over 4%. We mentioned that before. The overall economy running a little over 2%. So at some point in time here, this is going to cause a problem for policymakers. And I believe that their actions that they're taking right now are to correct a short-term problem, which is in the mortgage market. Once that's liquidated and those mortgages have been written off the books and whatnot, that we'll reverse policy and we'll start to be a little bit more concerned about inflation.
Darrell, for producers who are watching this all, and there's lots of talk about U.S. recession and that, is it going to have a major impact on what our producers can do up here?
Well, in commodities, it's not such a major problem. It's certainly a problem for people in the manufacturing sector. But, I'm going to look at it. We did have similar type scenarios some years ago. There was a lag effect between the peak of the commodity market and when inflation started to become a problem, and I believe it was about 5 to 6 years. So it's going to work its way through here. I think producers should be taking advantage of these prices. We've talked about this before. very difficult to pull the trigger when the market's being bid every day, but if you wait for it to go offer, then the power is in the hands of the buyer now, and he tends to lay back and not be as aggressive to purchase. So we've got historically very good values, and I think producers should be more aggressive here about taking advantage of them. If you want further information, contact Darrell at 1-800-277-9524 or visit the website keystonetrading.com, Market Minute.